We've had a corn ethanol slash solar company building their own plant. We've had DuPont building their own plant. We now moved to Quad County Corn Processors. Delane is the CEO of Quad County. If you look at his bio, he is a serial entrepreneur in my view. He's been involved with an incredible number of things, but I'm most curious about why a corn ethanol producer decided to do bolt-on at their plant. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Brooke. Quad County is glad to be able to present our technology here this afternoon as something that's very unique and different from the things that we've been talking about to this point. To give you a little background, Quad County is a 35 million gallon facility in Galva, Iowa. It was formed in the year 2000. We started corn starch production in the year 2002. So we were relatively early on in the Midwest in the corn starch area. I guess as we had the industry evolving, we chose to start to look for some niche areas to add value to our corn. And by doing so, we actually hired Travis Brotherson, who is our plant engineer and in charge of R&D, and we have an on-site pilot facility that was put in place to look into value-added items. About 5 years ago, Travis was able to come up with a process which is now patented, and we are really adding value to the corn that we already purchase and process. We weren't really looking for cellulosic at the time that we put it in place. We were just looking to get more out of the kernel of corn that we were working with. So in a nutshell, we're able to make cellulosic ethanol and add 6% to our yield. We are able to basically get 2.5 times the amount of corn oil we've been getting, and we're able to produce a higher protein feed product than what we've been producing in the past. We went out to fund a full-scale facility about 2 years ago, and we were able to receive some grants from Department of Energy and USDA, as well as the Iowa Power Fund, to fund putting the full-scale facility in Galva. We broke ground on that in July of 2013. The prior picture was our groundbreaking. Here is part of the facility as of last week at our site. We are putting a second fermentation in as part of the process, so these are some of the fermentation tanks. We'll have a balance of the equipment in sometime in April, and we will be doing a startup in May with full production in June is kind of our anticipated time frame. I think I've already covered this slide talking about some of the items that I discussed early from memory. This is one slide that is probably difficult for you to see all of the words, but the important part is the red line is a typical ethanol plant where we're basically moving the product from the beer stripper the red line, take it from the beer stripper into the co-product stream, and the green portions there are basically the bolt-on process of adding cellulosic ethanol. So it's very seamless process. You can be running your facility while the construction is taking place, similar to what we're doing today. Again, to reiterate, basically we're getting an additional 0.16 gallons of cellulosic ethanol, which is about 6%. There is a secondary phase of the hemicellulose, which we currently are not going after, primarily because the yeasts that are required to do that are GMO, and they're not FDA approved for the DDG stream at this point. We think that that is a value stream that we may go after later, but it will depend on the value of the feed products as a portion of that decision. We also, again, are able to get 220% the corn oil we've been getting. We're currently, plants are getting 0.5 to 0.6 pounds per bushel. We're able to get 1.6 pounds per bushel of corn oil, pounds of corn oil per bushel of corn. And it does decrease your feed content as far as quantity by about 15%, but it does concentrate the proteins. Again, the facility does operate while you're doing construction, and the tie-ins can easily be done while you have your planned shutdowns for boiler inspections and so forth. I guess I did want to touch on the corn kernel fiber industry implications, because I think this is important. We're hearing a lot about, you know, getting some cellulosic gallons onto the market, being able to make the folks on the other side of the aisle understand that we have cellulosic ethanol coming, and it's happening quickly and it can ramp up relatively quickly. The interesting thing is between the cellulose and the hemicellulose, you can actually get about 2 billion gallons of cellulosic ethanol out of the corn that's currently being processed in the cornstarch ethanol industry today. EPA has gone through a rule clarification on corn kernel cellulose. I started that process with the help of Jeff Cooper and some others about 3 years ago now. April of this year will be the three-year anniversary of the first meeting that we had with EPA to get this done. We did get the proposed rule in the last few months. We've gone through comment period on that, and we're waiting for the final rule to be put in place in the next month to 2 months. But it will, according to the proposed rule, qualify under the RFS as ag residue and will qualify for a D3 RIN. This is really just a summary of our timeline. I guess we're going to be completing things in April, starting up in May. We basically want to maximize the amount of cornstarch going through our facility and the amount of cellulose we're able to go through our facility after startup. There will be some unique things where we're able to push alcohol from to the limits of what the yeasts are capable of processing in the cornstarch area. So we're hopeful to prove that we're, in addition to converting cellulose, able to make our cornstarch ethanol facility more efficient as well. We are also working on commercialization strategies to help license this technology to others in the industry. So with that, thank you very much.